The head of the secretary of Aukaf committee has told the IG Sindh that he has ordered to close all the shrines throughout Karachi. This is the latest that is coming in. So the IG and the home minister has left the site. They were present here for over and half an hour trying to see how the investigation and the case was moving forward. Now we can see that there are members from the forensic lab who are present right now, and they're trying to gather small particles of the bomb, and they would be deciding on what things were used to prepare this bomb, and maybe they might be able to actually detect the origin of where such things were developed and how were they possible. Now, according to the Aukaf, Secretary Aukaf, he said that the first bomb went at the main gate, and that gave the chance to the second bomber to move in towards the second gate where, near the staircase where he blew himself. Now, it is very surprising that it is totally opposite to what the eyewitnesses have to say. According to the eyewitnesses, the first bomb went at the first bomber saw that his partner is being body searched. He blew himself he saw that he was body searched. That's the time that the first bomber blew off at the main gate, and then the second bomber right after then blew himself at the second gate. Now this is very confusing that there are two statements coming in at one time.
Right, contradictory reports there when it comes to as to how these blasts occurred. But has this been confirmed now that these blasts were of suicidal in nature?
Yes, exactly. The police officials confirmed that these were suicide blasts. According to their initial investigation, that they have taken certain statements from the witnesses as well as certain security guards who were at the opposite on the gate, that is right on the left right side as you enter the main gate. So according to their statements, it is believed that this was a suicide attack at the shrine of Abdullah Shah Ghazi.
Okay, any reports from the hospital, Ahmed? What are the casualty figures?
Well, according to the rescue officials, what they are getting reports on the wireless is that 6 people have expired as a result of the blast, whereas 10 people are in critical conditions. There were certain people who were who had suffered minor injuries, but they were treated on the spot. We see rescue officials still are present over here in case they find any person who might be injured. But over here, this site has been cleared. Now the rangers and the police officials are trying to search for someone who might not, who should not be here and is present. On the other hand, the forensic team is here to gather all the leftovers of the bomb.
Okay, so investigations are underway and searches are being carried out, as you say, Ahmed. So that means that the shrine of Abdullah Shah Ghazi has not been totally cleared of people yet. They have not been asked to disperse, is it?
No, it hasn't been. It hasn't been cleared so far yet. They are trying to search for anything they might get so that they can get to the origin of how the bomber was possibly able to actually make the bomb, and where does the bomb's origin come from. Now, on the other hand, they are trying to find any sort of information that they might overhear. Normally, we see that in such an event, there are police officials, certain intelligence officials present in civilian dresses just to overhear someone speaking about anything. So they are spread over and they are gathering information.
Okay, so it was a Thursday, because in the pictures that we've received from the scene of this tragedy, Ahmed, we can see many women and children. So that also explains that this being a Thursday today, and it's a practice in the Sufi shrines that the devotees visit them in large numbers as compared to other days. Was that one of the reasons that we see a commotion?
Well, exactly. This is the reason that we see that so many people are over here, that it's a Thursday. Normally, there are a lot of people moving from different areas of Karachi towards Clifton area since Abdullah Shah Ghazi shrine is right in front of Sea View. There are two reasons for people to move in this direction, and normally people moving towards Sea View might stop over at the shrine and they might go up and say prayers. So this is the reason why this was a day that was even selected by these bombers to bomb the right. shrine of Abdullah Shah Ghazi.
Okay, so you just told us, Ahmed, that the Secretary of CAF has ordered the closure of all shrines in the city of Karachi. But there are also reports that in the wake of the Jamia Binoria incident just days ago in Karachi, the government had asked the shrine management to close this down for 2 to 3 days. Is that correct?
Well, day before yesterday, when Maulana Mohammed Amin was shot down in the site area, there was a lot of disturbance throughout Jamia Binoria, and they called a strike today. Now, we couldn't see a lot of public transport normally we see in Karachi, but other activities were on normal. So the closure of any sort of shrines was not actually said in clear words, especially the shrine of Abdullah Shah Ghazi, which is supposed to be the main and the most visited shrine of all the shrines that we have in Karachi.